Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
People, look alive! It's showtime!
Now live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, it's Chuck and Winkler on The Fan.
So shut up and listen.
Doors open in 3, 2, 1.
For a second, look around for a second. Look around, because this is what a team looks like. This is what a team looks like. It's from Mark, going getting Yaz for us this winter, and Moose. David getting us Big Palm, Ray Black, and Jordan Lyles at the deadline.
Yeah!
It's the Arizona training staff.
That's right.
Getting Brett Suter ready for us. It's Charlie Green and all the player development guys getting Grish ready for us. And most of all, man, it's you guys in this room, man, because you sacrificed everything for this month. And you brought that You brought it.
Served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. We remember last year the Brewers popped champagne in St. Louis. When they clinched, they popped it again in Chicago. Game 163, a little bit more in Colorado. Winning that divisional series just came just shy of the World Series. And we thought, oh, that's all right. They'll get back to the playoffs next year. They're good enough. I guess you were right. I guess everybody was right. 414-799-1250, the number to reach us. We'll talk some Packers-Eagles coming up. Ryan Wood joining us from the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, here in about 15 minutes. We'll do some fantasy football in about a half hour. Tim Allen joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, host of the post-game show. They had a great time last night. A lot of people calling in. Good celebration. Popping some bottles. Tim, what I had said earlier is that if you are somebody that never, ever, ever, not even once, had even a slightest doubt that this team could make the playoffs, you need to go to somebody for help, because that is no way to live your life. That is a life of irrationality, and you do not live in this real world. Are you one of those people? Was there ever a minute you doubted this?
Never. Not one time.
The Brewers would make the playoffs.
When the math says there's a chance, there's a chance. And there's a chance. Go back to September 5th. Packers and Bears going on. 100th anniversary and all the celebration there, and a big win for the Pack. Brewers lost to the Cubs that night 10-5. And at that point, they were 5 back of the Cubs for a wild card spot, and they were 7. And I think technically there were some games pending there. I think technically they might have been 7.5 back in the Central at that time.
They were.
And so you go back and you look up, there's one of these sites that I don't know if this was on FanGraphs or not, but a lot of them gives the playoff percentage chance, and it was at 0.01%. That's not 1%. That's like 0.1% chance to make the playoffs. So I get where you're coming from, Bart, but Chuck, I think you got to be doing great too, and the long time coverage that you've done. And you know, you look back at the history of this team, 2 playoff appearances in their first 39 years of existence, and now you do a little inventory and you say, you know, it's 4-12 playoff appearances, 4 in their last 12 years, and it's still not a great percentage. But when you encompass 11, 18, and 19, now we're on the right track here, and I think we're seeing that it's hopefully a perennial thing.
The first day I got a job covering the Brewers, it was in June of 1981. And 2 days later, they said, oh, you're going to cover the Brewers for us. I was a young kid. You're going to cover the Brewers for us. And then the baseball strike ended. So I had to wait like 2 months before my first game. And then they played the rest of the season, the second part of the season, 81.
That's
they went
like
to the
being
postseason.
Grounded the day you get your license.
I know, exactly. Like, you're going to cover the Brewers, yet there was a strike. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And so, but the Brewers went to the postseason in 81, covered that. 82, they went to the World Series. So I was thinking, hey, Brewers are going to go to the postseason all the time. Well, then, of course, they went 26 years after 1982 to get to the postseason in 2008. And we've had a few appearances since then. And, I'd love for them to get back to the World Series again. And, yeah, this has been a feudal franchise. And I don't blame anybody who counted these guys out. And Bart and I was talking, September 5th, I was walking out of Miller Park. And from that day, being 5 games behind the Cubs, they've done an 11-game swing. They've gone from 5 out 3 weeks ago today to being 6 ahead of the Cubs in 3 weeks. That's remarkable.
It is. And the run that they're on, guys, I think at some point here, we need to start taking a look at some of the bigger and better runs in baseball, recent history, contemporary history, and go back and look at the A's and what they did, and go back and look at the Rockies. I think some years ago had a great run, and I have yet to dig into how does this compare to those. But it's got to be getting in the neighborhood, guys. It really does, and it really is. You mentioned you'd love to see them back in the World Series, and that could happen this year for sure. But they're on the right path to that. I think we can we all agree on that they're pretty much on the right path with this regime in the ownership group. Stearns and Council, that they are on the right path. The World Series, and I know it takes a lot to get there. A lot of things got to go right, but they definitely are on the best path they've been in a long time.
When you look at like where this team has come through this season, and when you enjoy the celebrations of last night, and Mark Atanasio's in there, and I think he started celebrating maybe before the locker room opened.
Braun hit the grand slam.
David Stearns is in there though. He was all dressed up nice. He was sipping a beer like it was the first time that his parents were letting him have a beer, and he just didn't want to enjoy it too much. And then you've got Craig Counsell who's thanking everybody. But again, this does not happen, Tim, without whatever buttons Craig Counsell is pressing. I don't know if I give more credit to him for knowing when the right move is at the right time. Or just the attitude, the clubhouse. Brent Suter talking about chemistry. What kind of chemistry can actually affect a baseball team? But I think, again, that all comes from Council.
Oh, for sure it does. And I think we're all gravitating toward that. I mean, during this run, let's say, I know I've heard it on your show, Michael's, and the afternoon big show, and certainly on the postgame show, but that it is Craig Counsell, and everybody is gravitating toward that concept. And Manager of the Year is on the horizon. If not this year, for sure it's on the horizon. But he brings some passion to it. There's definitely some smarts, and I think the hybrid between Craig Counsell being that guy that, hey, let's stick your head down, stay in the dirt, and have a good AB, mixed with what Stearns has done and the newfangled form of baseball analytics, that's a good blend. And I think Council has been open to that, and that's the biggest thing here, that, boy, sometimes to a stubborn nature, and we'd love to see a particular plate appearance for a bench player when he goes to who, and then you'd like to say, hey, Matt Albers doesn't have it tonight, and you're going to leave him in there? We have to mix those two worlds together, and I think Counts has done – that's the one thing he's done the best.
I think this is the most incredible run I've seen since St. Louis, when they won the wild card spot in 2011, because they were counted out for dead at the end of August. And there were people complaining down there, sports talk show hosts in 2011, at the end of August, how they weren't trading guys at the end of August and dumping players. But they went on to sneak in as a wild card. beat the Brewers into the NLCS and win the World Series. That is one of the more improbable runs I've ever seen, what the Cardinals did in 2011. You know, there's been some other ones. The Red Sox coming back from, or the Yankees coming back from 14 and a half games back to win a division title in 1978. But this one is right up there. This run, just to get in the postseason, nobody wins 19 of 21 games in September. You'd be hard-pressed to find that.
No question. I'd like to know what's going to happen when this organization has some good luck in a season.
Yeah.
Because this luck here, you know, it's been challenged here this year. And despite all of, you know, the laundry list of what we could throw out there, despite all that, I mean, they still have come through. But how about the ball bounces their way for once? And we'll see them maybe off and running in that regard. But, you know, the beat goes on here in 2019 for sure, and there's still some heavy lifting to do, guys. It's a big challenge this morning against Castillo. That division is still in play, and I think Craig Counsell has made sure his players were aware of that. And you never know who would have thought that the Cardinals are going to lose a couple of games in a row to a bunch of bench players and call-ups in Arizona. And now the Cubs, will they play up for Joe Maddon at the end? And as much as it pains me to actually root for an Anthony Rizzo gapper, I mean, we're going to have to do that. Potentially, we're going to have to do that. Now, the interesting thing is that we get to talk about lining up some pitchers for the postseason, at least one game. And that is just an absolute pleasurable conversation that you guys are going to have, we're going to have. Is it Woody? Is it going to be Jordan Lyles? Are you going to go with an opener? What are you going to do? That's just awesome.
I'm listening to you guys on the postgame show, Tim and Billy on the Bayview Shade and Blinds postgame show, and you guys will be doing that again today. It's an 11:35 start. Reds lineup is out. Peraza, Votto, Aquino, Van Meter, Irvin, Iglesias, Farmer, Casilli. So that's who you're facing today. Brewers lineup yet to be out as of this time, but should be within the next half hour or so, and we'll bring that to you. But when you guys are, you know, getting the sound from inside the locker room, and I hear Bob Uecker, and Uecker is looking around, and he's like, gee, I hope these guys know that they have a game tomorrow. Like, I don't want to see a Sunday lineup here today. I don't want to see a hungover lineup today. They can still win this division.
No, I know that, and I would run that same lineup. If you notice the first two games of the series, facing right-handers, they had the exact lineup outside of the shortstop. It was Arcia in Game 1 and Spangy here in Game 2 last night. I would love to see that exact lineup, but I think Counts did make a comment last night that there may be a change here or there in the lineup today, and that may be Grandal getting the day off. And so they're going to have to fight through Castillo, and it's a big game, guys. You can get to within one, and man, you can't write a script like this if indeed it plays out this way on a Monday 163 in St. Louis.
Yeah, Council did say some of the regulars are going to have off today.
Yep. Yeah, and I wouldn't do. And again, this is where you default to Craig Council. The chess pieces he's moving is and has worked, and you don't like them. And sometimes, all the time, they're not right. He's not right 100% of the time. There's no question. And some fans can get one on him on certain calls and certain matchups and things like that. But I would literally run out the same lineup you've had out there, 1 through 7. You can play around with that shortstop with Spangenberger, Arcia. But 1 through 7 should be the same, and it doesn't appear that it's going to be.
Tim, we appreciate it. We hope you like being up in the morning, because we will be talking to you a bunch next week and hopefully a little bit longer than that. Thanks, Timmy. We'll listen to you today.
Thanks, Al.
I got an off-season to sleep.
That's what I like to hear. Tim Allen joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. Again, Tim, in this afternoon, during the big show, when it turns into the postgame show after Brewers-Reds here today. It's Chuck and Winkler, so we've got that game. And then we've got Packers-Eagles tonight. Packers maybe a little banged up coming into this one on that short week. A couple names popping up on the injury report, which is causing some concern. one of the Smith brothers they may be without tonight. We'll get the latest from our insider, Ryan Wood, next, 105.7 FM.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.